bass for Old Flint Beef Stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to another episode, Beef Stew Radio. We got our Young Legends series going on now. This is the Kappa. I got the host with the most with me, DJ Big Stew. What's good, brother?
What's good, Cap?
Yeah, man. Chillin', man. Yo, we got a real special guest coming on, man.
Yeah, man, I know, man. We got the homie.
You know, I mean, he's responsible for that great intro that we got right now.
On that Showboat Classic or the beat right now? He got a couple of joints.
The Beef Stew intro. That's static.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got a couple of joints. That's what I said, the beat right now that I just played or, you know, the Showboat Classic intro.
A million beats.
Yeah. I heard a lot of joints, man. You played some joints for me through the years, man, and it's crazy. But another thing that I found crazy is when I found out some of the cats he produced, other than, you know, what he done for us. And I was like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Let's just get into it, man. Our guest tonight, as we said, man, he's a super producer. The man's a DJ, a musician, and a proven warrior on the battle scene. You know what I mean? He's an 11-time battle champ for beats, including he won the Ruckus Sound Booming Producer Battle, and he was featured in the IPA, which is the International Producers Association. He produced Rakim, Black Moon, Rugged and Raw, Phase One, Baja Men, you know the dudes that did the Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah.
Khalil Kweli, Poison Pen, you know, just to name a few, man. You know, and he regularly tours with Immortal Technique. You know, it goes all over the world. So it's my pleasure, man, to introduce Akali, you know, the producer of this intro and many other things, man, and a good friend, man, DJ Static. What's good,
yes,
man?
Sir. What's going on? How are you?
Chilling, man.
Welcome
glad
to the show,
you
brother.
Beastu, what's good? It's an honor to be on this show right now. What's going on with y'all?
It's an honor to have you, brother.
Yeah, man, you know, so, you know, we'll just jump right into it, man. Like, you know, when did you first get into music?
I can say when I was little, I used to take my father's cassettes, had a tape recorder, used to record myself, like, talking crap, you know. And, you know, there was times when my pops, he would have, like, he'll listen to the radio. And, you know, it wasn't loud enough, so I was just to go to the receiver and just turn it up loud, you know? So, I don't know. I know when I was young, I had a big, like, liking to cassettes, the way they were put together, the way they looked. So, I guess from there on, it was just like, cool, you know?
Yeah. I hear you, man. So DJ Static. Right, now you're a producer, but you're DJ Static, so how did that name come about?
Well, in high school, I still have the slips to this day. We was like in science class or whatever, and, you know, I told him that I DJ, and he was like, well, if you DJ, he's like, we have to change your name. So we was in class, and he was reading a comic book, and I forgot the name of the comic book, but he was like, you know what? That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call you Static. Like, no one can mess with you. I was like, I don't like that name, man. He's like, oh, well, you know what? You're going to have to like it. So he had the whole school call me Static, and it just stuck to me after a while. So, you know, it's the whole thing. If you can't beat them, join them, you know?
I was shocked to find out that you was, when I did my history on you, you was a member of Stronghold, too.
Yes. Yes, I was. So,
yeah, man.
Definitely part of the Stronghold, and I still rep it to this day. No,
yeah.
Give a shout out to every Stronghold member. No.
Yeah, man.
Just speaking of that, I'm sorry, Cap.
No, yeah.
Just speaking of that, like, how's the transition from back then to now? Like, you know, back then when you was doing your thing with Stronghold, but to the person you are now.
Well. it helped me come out of my shell, because when I started making beats, I was in my shell. I used to only, like, make beats for me and, you know, just to keep me occupied, you know, instead of going out digging into any kind of trouble. So, and, you know, with DJ, it's going to want you sometimes to go into other things as far as production. But then, you know, I saw Breeze at a radio show in Baruch College, and I definitely like dude's style, you know. And since then, it was like, all right, cool. So I met him at West Fort Basketball Court, and, you know, I told him I made beats, and I gave him a cassette, you know. And every day I used to pass by, and I used to work at Delia's, and I used to stop by and ask what he thought. And he's like, oh, that's cool, you know, needs more work, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, from then on, I get a call from him probably like a good 3-4 months later after I dropped off a tape with him. He's like, listen, I want you to be on my EP. So that was just the breaking point right there, you know. He got 3 joints off of me, off of the Profiles EP. And from then on, it's just catapult from there. It was just other things. Pop it off,
you know? Yeah, man. So look, you know what? I mean, damn, man. I just picked a bunch of different things, like joints that I like. But what I want to start with is one of the newer joints that I heard from you. So we're going to get into one of these tracks. Oh, and that noise in the background, I talked to Static before we started. And he's, well, you still on the highway in the Beamer, right?
Yeah, I'm on the highway. I just came from my boy, you know, DJ Steel, I was at his crib, you know, just basically like, you know, get some more tutorials on, you know, I'm always learning something new as far as programs, so I was getting more of a tutorial on Ableton, and I love that, I really do. I just started getting into it, and, you know, I'm going to be a beast on it, though, just like with the MP, going to be a flop.
All right, so we're gonna get into all of the programs in a moment, but let's start off with this first joint, man. This joint is crazy, Stu. Check this out.
All right. Ready to spit something.
what
I ain't spit like 40 years.
That's a Static, man. What was the thought process on this track, man?
I don't know. One day, I don't know. I guess I was watching some movie, and I forgot the name of the movie, but all I know was when I heard the theme music for the ending of it, it had like some kind of like, you know, a presence, like, look, I'm here, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm here, so I was like, you know what, I need to make a track that has, like, a cinematic theme to it, but to also say, you know, I'm here, this is me, I'm here, you know, my presence shall be felt, and, you know, I translated that to the track that you just played just now, you know?
Yeah, man, that joint is crazy.
So do you play a lot, or you sample and play, or you mix it?
Yeah, I mix both, but I've been playing a lot more, you know. I'm still learning the musical theory of it as well, you know. And, you know, we're playing, like, it's more free range and also say, like, it's so unbiased your music or whatever. You know, I don't have to worry about sample clearances or anything of the sort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing I like, man, that you do both. You'll either play it all, you'll sample all, or you'll mix it together.
Right, you know, lately I haven't been running to any crazy samples, But trust me, when I do find one, I make sure that I really, like, shred that sample, like, to shreds, you know? Like, people chop, people do, like, 5/4, 8/16. No, I shred samples, you know? Like, a lot of people see for themselves, like, especially when I was on that MP, you know? Like, I used to fill up all, I used to fill up, like, at least 3 or 4 bags of samples, you know?
No doubt, man. Now, speaking of shredding, on the battle scene, you did a lot of shredding on the beat battle scene, man. What was your process of going in? Like, what did you do that stood above everybody else?
I was pretty much different from everybody else. Everybody wanted to go in there, and you know, everybody could play a track, you know, and you know, everybody could put a loop and a beat together. You know, my thing was, what do you do? You know, what can I show to the crowd that can make them understand what I did and what, how I've got, you know, how to, like, show the people what I'm doing, you know? So, basically, I used to, like, take samples people used to be familiar with, and I just basically, you know, make sure the drums were hard. That was the key thing. The drums had to be hard, and basically, I just had to flip the sample where people would have been like, wow, how come I didn't think of that, you know? So,
yeah, man. So check.
That was definitely my approach. And also, not to cut you off, also, like, the sequences, too. I love to program, like, a lot of stuff. Like, I like to program my beats. So, you know, the change-ups also help, too, because people do not expect change-ups, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm pretty sure there's people, you know, there's people that I battled, you know, shout out to everyone who I battled. You know, I was just the guy that everybody wanted to beat, you know? Like, everybody wants to want the chance to beat Static because, you know, he's been winning so much. But, you know, I always had a different approach.
Damn, man.
Who was your hardest, competitor that you felt?
My hardest competitor?
Like the one that you felt that, you know, you and him really went in it. Even if you won, you and him really went at each other.
I would have to say, there's two people I would say, we're like good friends now. One would I would have to say R&R, and R&R, he's a good friend of mine, but at the same time, it was like, not for nothing, you know, he studied the stuff I do, you know? So basically, it was, you know, I did show him a few things, but I didn't show him a lot, but he picked up so well as far as things that, you know, to come over at a battle, and it was more like a, you know, more like a student-teacher kind of thing, like, okay, I got to keep up my toes because this dude learns very, very quick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Arnold's one of them. And also, I have to say Asa Buchanan because Asa just know how to move. His beats just, you know, it just has that swing that it's like you want to get up and dance right away, you know? So,
yeah
Asa, you know, that's my brother right there. He has some dope stuff too, man. I can't front, man.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
man.
We haven't really gone. We were supposed to go against each other one of the battles, but something happened, and I ended up battling somebody else. But I definitely know that it was definitely been a competition against me too, as well.
Yeah. So check this out, man. So speaking of the battle, speaking of shredding, I actually have one of your battle sessions now. I want to show people exactly how this is broken down. So I went and found a piece of the original. Now, Stu, this is going to bug you out.
Sir.
This is the, remember The Exorcist?
Yeah.
The music?
Yeah, I remember the music.
This dude
the movie,
shredded.
Yeah,
he shredded. When he talked about shredded, he made that chick twist her head around about 7 times on this. So for everybody that's not familiar, I'm going to play you a piece of the original so that you know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So y'all remember that?
No doubt. Who doesn't?
Know what I'm saying? Right? Now look what your boy did to this, man.
Ha 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 ha.
after that.
All with the same beat. Same sample.
Same sample.
That's crazy right there.
Yeah, and that's just only the shorter version. Like, Cap got the short version. There's actually a longer version of that. And if y'all want to check that out, y'all can go on YouTube.com and type in Soundbomb and DJ Static wins VH1 Soundbomb and Ruckus Battle. And y'all can hear the whole version of it. No, yeah, but, right. Yeah.
So was that the beat that sealed the deal for that battle?
Yeah, I guess that was one of my final battles as well, because what happened was Just Blaze gave that sample to the competitors, and that was basically the last round. So I knew everybody was going to do some kind of flip, make the track sound hard or whatever. I was like, you know what, I'm going to come with a different approach that always wins, and I'm going to just do like, and I actually flipped it like 6 times, to be honest. The full version, I flipped it 6 times. That right there was the icing on the cake for me to win that battle. That was definitely key. Yeah.
Wow.
I just wonder,
like, what would you tell some of these cats out here that are trying to get to your level, man? Because there's a lot of cats out there making beats and DJing. But what would you tell some of them? What's the advice you would give them?
Well, the first thing I tell them is learn about the business of what you're getting into. I stress that a lot because, you know, anybody can have the talent, but if the business is not right, then, it'll make you want to hate doing it. But another thing, too, is I always encourage people to stay on your craft. Practice your craft. Always think what to do to take it to the next level and not to be, you know, not to be on the norm, not to sound like what's out. Do something different, you know? Like,
yeah,
you know, if you really think about it, most of the artists out there, like Outkast, Tribe Called Quest, you know, they brought something different to the game while people appreciate them a lot, you know? So, I that's what I would encourage on the young cats out there. I know a lot of people just try to, like, make beats just to make money. And, you know, that's definitely the objective, but, you know, when you have the love on top of it, too, it's like, you know, your talent could go so far. Like, it's, like, amazing, you know? When you love it, you know? I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan loved to play basketball, but he's also getting paid for it, getting endorsements as well. So, you know, if you're going in there thinking you're going to try to make money and be rich, then, you know what, it really is not for you, you know? Just get a 9-to-5, flip burgers. So,
I hear you.
So, but, you know, if you really love to do it, then just do it. And there's no age requirement either. Yeah, no age requirement. Just do it.
No doubt. But so I wanna play another joint, man. This one, damn, it's so much stuff, man. You see, I'm excited, man. You know?
Yeah, I see.
Static, yo, I love basically everything you produce, man. I remember back in the days when we was going back and forth displaying each other's tracks, you know what I'm saying? I see, like, the growth is just, like, leaps and bounds, you know what I mean?
Well, it's all about surrounding yourself with good people like you, Cap. I mean, like, man, I was just amazed about how you basically just took a 2-second sample and just made it, like, crazy, like, you know, like, there was that one joint that you did, the Between the Sheets, man. I'd never forget that day when you played that for me, and I was like, wow.
that's
freaking amazing
too.
To me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who takes 2 seconds and really makes something crazy out of it, you know, for only 2 seconds, you know? I mean, it's crazy to me. So I was really eyeing on for not for nothing. That right there, Cap, yo, I was, like, open, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got people like yourself, and you got some pioneers out there that's just like, yo, you know, this is crazy. No?
Appreciate that, man. So, you know, let's get into a track that actually you produced and is out. This is Poison Pen. This is the Money Shot. Now, this sample, yo, one time I heard the original on the radio, and I was just waiting for it to turn the Poison Pen. So we're going to get into this, man. This is actually from Pen's album from, I think it was last year. It's BK Fat Boy. Let's get into that.
Joints you sample, you flip them and give them a different feel, but still have the same groove as the original joint. How you do that?
It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's like whatever I touch, it has to be a signature of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, everybody has their signature, you know, and you know, no matter whether if I play something or if I sample something, it's going to have my signature. You know? I don't want to go in the game sounding like somebody else, because if that's the case, I have no identity. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
That's just with anything else in life, so.
Yeah, man. So, let's go down the line, man. I know I named a few people that you produce, but I see you've been, you got quite a resume going on with people that you produce, man.
Yeah, it's growing slowly but surely, you know. It's growing, and I'm happy for it, you know. I've worked with Rakim. I've worked with Killer Mike, Emilio Rojas, Johnny Goings. Also did some with Mr. Fab as well. Also, I did a Trinity. I did a group. A gospel group song called Trinity 5-7. I mean, the group is called Trinity 5-7. Yeah, and a song called Like You. I produced that. That song actually was one of the reasons why Matthew Noah signed me to his production team at the time.
Now, speaking of that, you know, because I remember when that all went down, you know, and it looked like, you know, things were going to really work out with that situation, but what actually went down with that? You know, for people that didn't hear, he signed with Matthew Knowles, Of course, everyone knows Beyonce's father. But what went down with that whole thing?
Well, what happened was I got the placement, and he was in charge of the group. The group was signed to him as well. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if I talk about a long scale, he basically won a percentage of the music that was that they sang over. Ever since then, they give me opportunities of remixes that I've done. Excuse me. Music that I've done, remixes that I've done for them, and I play some of the stuff I've remixed. Like, people will be like, "Yo, why did they pick this? Like, are you serious? Like, yeah, man, I don't know what they're looking for, you know." So this been going on for a year, and there were certain things about the contract that I wasn't really feeling. That's why I always going back to what I said before. Make sure you get your business straight. Get into this game because, also looking to get a lawyer as well. I mean, I had a lawyer to look over it, but, you got to understand these contracts, man. Don't think everything's going to favor on your side. You're not going to get everything that you want off that contract. You just got to keep it clear. So, you just got to fight for what you want at the end of the day. But basically, that was going on for a while. There wasn't getting no placements. I felt like I was getting more of the placements myself, more than he was. So it was just I made the call. I was like, listen, it's been approaching that last year that, I want to get out of the contract. So I had my lawyer contact his lawyer, and ever since then, we just broke that up, and that was it.
Let me give you my opinion. Because, I knew about it, but we never really talked about it. So this is just freely my opinion. This is nothing to do with Static. But in my opinion, I think, first of all, Matt knows, I take nothing away from him making something happen in the interim. But I think everything was surrounded around Beyonce. And I feel part of me feels like the company was put together as some kind of way to justify his management. I don't know if it was for taxes or whatever, but I think he was too blind to see the amount of talent that he had signed, because he had plenty of people under him. He had plenty of people signed, and he did nothing with nobody. So something's wrong there. If you got a bunch of talent and you do nothing, then your plan, something was wrong with your plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the groups say that. A lot of Destiny Trials say that. And what Static is saying is basically the story you hear about the lawsuits that's going on behind Destiny Child.
Yeah.
Thing was, I'm glad I jumped ship early. One thing I can say is, make sure you got, when I say you have a team, make sure you have a teammate, that you have a team of lawyers, a lawyer, accountant, and the manager, a really good one at that, my thing with managers is, it's not just you just get the work, but I think if you believe in someone's work, you will go the extra mile for them,
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's a good point. Because, it's like this, one question that I think everybody should ask when they get a manager in front of them, you got to really ask yourself, do I really need a manager, first off, Because sometimes it's you can do the stuff the manager's doing sometimes, So it's the question is, what can you do for me that I can't do for myself, And, when you hear that question, definitely want to ask the manager that question and see where their mind is at. If they're not really talking anything serious, then why have a manager?
Yeah, that's some real good advice right there.
Yeah.
So,
I hope some of you guys out there is listening to that.
Yeah, man. So check this out, though. All your joints are sick, but I want to play something that was that really was. When you played it for me the first time, it was so weird. I'm like, what the hell made this dude think to take this and turn it into a beat? Now, for all of you Nintendo lovers, you know, Super Mario lovers, you know, when you get that, when you get that star, you know, you're indestructible when you get that star. So your man turned that into something crazy. Now, let me just play it.
Shoes or games or anything like that?
Yeah, I've done something for NBA SLI 2003, which is like, wow, I forgot what the beat sounded like, to be honest. And I recently did, I went to Australia and I actually like took the Down Under song and I flipped the beat out of it. And one of the fans, one of the dudes from the show stepped up to me and was like, listen, you know, he wants to use it for his his documentary on something. And I told him he could go ahead and use it, you know.
So was it like the national anthem?
No, the Down Under. When it comes from the land of
Yeah, Man at Work.
Yeah. Like that's like everywhere I went in Australia when I played that beat, they was just wilding out. They was like, wow, that's crazy. You know, and that's my thing. My thing is like, you know, if I come to your country, I want to know what's that one song that people be like, whoa, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so in Australia, it was that Down and Under. So, you know what? I'm going to flip that beat just to show Australia that I appreciate being here and I wanted them to enjoy what I do. You know, so I flipped that. I'm going to actually email you that too, like, when I get the chance, when I get to the crib.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, you probably might see a couple of YouTube clips on it on the Motor TV show in Australia. But, you know, he gives me my 15 minutes of fame on his show.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, that was the reason why he was in Australia. You regularly tour with the Motor Technique as his DJ. And, I mean, you're pretty much, I mean, you saw the country and now you're starting to see the world, so... You know, what's that like, man, when you make these stop-offs?
Oh, man, I'll tell you one thing. Like, you know, you listen to music in listen to music in your area, you don't really appreciate it as much as you do when you go into that element. And when I say that, I'll take for example, I used to never like Southern music, whatever the South was making, never did. So I went down there. I went to a club down there. All the joints that I hated to play up there, they played it down there. And it was like the aura of it was just so ill. Like, it was loud. You saw how people react to it. So it was crazy. So I was like, you know what? This ain't bad, yo. Not for nothing. I can't even knock it. But at the end of the day, you still won't hear me playing in my car. But you know what? I appreciate it more, you know?
Yeah.
So in Australia, after our show, I went to a rave. You know, me and Rebel Arms, shout out to them. And went to a rave, and they was playing dubstep. Now, mind you, I would never listen to dubstep if I was in New York, if I didn't go anywhere. I'd be like, what's that? I don't know, whatever. But not for nothing, not only was I chilling there listening to it, but they had these young DJs that were like 16 years old, and this lady told me, there's a DJ from America, he DJs from the morning. So they had me in the club scratching to some dubstep music. And it was crazy. It was really crazy, and I really have a big appreciation for it. And then on top of that, too, I came back to the States and started making some dubstep beats. That's how much love I have for it, you know. Like, so, I mean, sometimes, like you said, you can't knock it till you try it, you know. You know, you definitely got to branch out. You definitely got to, like, explore. You know, and I encourage everybody to travel big time. Do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how old you are. Go out there, travel, experience different things, you know. It could be a life-changing experience. It's nothing for me as well, so.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, we got some time. I want to throw in a couple of more joints, man. Like, this is on your Reverb Nation page. This Reverb Nation page was reverbnation.com/DJ Static.
DJ Static, yeah, DJ Static 222.
222.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a remix of a very familiar song. I like what you did to this, man. So let's play a little bit of this.
All right.
Baby, 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 baby
saying? Like, that's crazy.
And that's available for free download, too.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. And I'm going to have to post some more remixes because I did a, you know, when I went to Europe, I just got back to Europe. I put together like a little Lost and Found remix of a DJ Static CD, and you know, there's some joints on me as well. But yeah, you know what's crazy? That beat is another example of sampled and played out as well. But
okay,
the crazy thing is that beat is like probably 8 years old.
Huh, I hear that. This right here is 8 years old.
You know?
That sounds very current. So you were way ahead of your time on that.
Yeah, and then, you know, my thing with tour remixes, like, you know, like I said, I come from that background of DJing as well. You know, remixes, man, like, especially R&B, a lot of people that I know, they do remixes just because, you know, yeah, we tied to the same beat on it. Nowadays, the remix now is the same beat with different artists on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then another thing, too, is like a lot of people just don't like to mix in key, you know? Like, it's just like, that's what's going on for a lot, especially with like blend DJs. Like, it's like people just don't mix in key, you know? Like,
yeah.
If you're in an A minor, why would you have a beat that's like in a C? Like a F sharp beat, you know, like it's just gotta be in key, gotta match complement. So I'm very picky on that. So yeah, that's what came about that too, though. So.
I hear you. Now
I'm glad. Mm-hmm.
Now with the different types of before we could just say equipment, now we say programs. So let's just run down some of the programs you use and then let us know what your favorite one is.
All right, well, I've used Pro Tools, Reason, I've used Logic, but right now, I'll be honest, like, I'll tell the whole world if I got to, like, I'm currently using Ableton right now.
Hey, now, what is Ableton?
Well, Ableton is a software, it's just like Pro Tools, it's a DAW, you know, it's a program where, you know, you can do anything on that program, like, you can have your VSTs, because I also got some VSTs as well, which is virtual assistant stuff, and just play it to Ableton. My favorite part of Ableton, not for nothing, is the programming aspect of it, because you can go into the waves and, like, do crazy stuff, like, you know, do your trips, like, you can copy and paste and, you know, make it just sound crazy, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way, something that would take me probably like a whole day and a half just to do an MP, I could do an Ableton probably like in 10, 15 minutes, you know? And then the time stretch on there is crazy, you know? You know, a lot of people use it, especially for like dance and dubstep and hip hop, you know, because I ain't gonna follow. The first time I saw it and I tried to use it, I was just like, nah, I don't like this. I don't really like the interface, you know? I ain't like the face, but after a while, it's like once you get to learn it, as a matter of fact, this dude on Lord Finesse, shout out to him, he showed me how to use it, and ever since then, I've just been rocking out, man. So
you can time stretch not just samples, you could time stretch and manipulate notes that you've played as well.
Yeah, you could do all that.
Because you could
take someone's vocals. You can take a beat, you can take the Michael Jackson song, like Billie Jean, and turn it into a slow R&B joint if you wanted to.
Hmm.
Not for nothing. You know? It's an amazing program. You have to be patient. You know, that's one thing. Oh, that's another thing. So you got to be patient with your craft, you know? Like, if you want to learn new things, do it, you know? Like, it's only going to help you, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I've been. But that Ableton stuff, man. I'm gonna one day, Cap. We gotta check it out, though. It's crazy. It's really dope.
Yeah, you gonna have to show me, man. Who knows, man? I might just dust the skills, man. I got beats in my, you know. I sit there and I go, you know what? Let me just listen to something from Static, and I just turn my equipment off, man.
Actually, that should actually, you know, inspire you to even work on something, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I still do it, because I want to inspire other people. Like, you know, my favorite producer, not for nothing, like, is Jay Dilla. You know, Jay Dilla is definitely a big inspiration.
Yeah.
Because your man, just tell him, man, he's the best to me, because he's just ill. Like, this dude could take shitty drums, make him sound ill over some dope samples. Like, it's crazy. So your man makes like 2.5-bar loop beats. You know, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to be like on another level for you to be on something like that. You know, and I respect him for that. Like, I'm not gonna fuck my boy Face Wolf put me on to him, and ever since then I've just been like a fan, a hardcore fan. Like, I collect his beats, I listen to it when I chill, you know. Definitely a rest in peace to him, by the way, too, as well, you know. He's definitely a legend. And I respect him. You know?
No doubt. Now, so here's a track which is another one that's on your actually, no, because you have a SoundCloud too. I found this on your SoundCloud, which is what it is, MPC Master, right?
Yes, MPC Master 2500.
There you go. This track, I mean, you named it by number. I call it the space beat because it sounds like it's in outer space. But I noticed as the track progressed, you did some weird. It sounded like something that you would do with a sample, but you did it with notes that you played, and it bugged me out, man. So I'm gonna let me just get into this, man. At a point, we'll come in and talk over it, because I want you to explain those parts when we get to it. This is the joint that I call space.
Okay.
Like I said before, man, it's crazy. But how did you get that? How did you make that happen? Oh, no, we lost him. All right, he'll call back. We'll ride out and we'll call back. Cosmic energy to block your signal, man. Knocked you offline for
a
minute. Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, like, how did you get those manipulations in this, the way you made that beat sound like it was, like, being crushed and thrown through the matrix?
Oh, well, that's a lot of programming, and, like, that part right there is all, like, programming.
Yeah, man. That's what I like about you. You take your time with your joints, man.
That's programming and also a couple of VFTs that I love, a couple of plugins that help that effect as well. That's what I'm saying. That's Ableton as well, too, you know. I did that on Ableton. That's like, and to be honest, too, that's like my first attempt of dubstep. Like, you know, like trying to bridge the dubstep and hip-hop together.
Yeah, man, well, you did it well. That's all I was going to say. It felt like dubstep, but this is something like I can hear somebody spitting regular verse on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's when I got back from Australia, man, it opened my eyes to like, yo, wow, you know what? I need to do one of these, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say, not for nothing, I'm going to tell you, I think that's the way, you know, hip-hop is going into that kind of vibe, too, as well. Like, it's definitely branching off, so, I mean, I kind of like it because I'm from that school of programming stuff, and I love to program. Like, as you know, I can't just let a beat just play straight out and not me not do anything to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love to program, so that's just me all day.
Yeah, I hear that, man. So I'm gonna try and squeeze in a couple of more joints. What we got, about 8 minutes to go before DJ Drinks 2 takes over?
With your mixes.
See, you these Stu's going in. You know, Stu get quiet. You know,
I'm rhyming in my head on a down low.
we might have to put Gangs of Funk back together.
I know, you know. Thinking about it.
This is joint. This is another track I found real interesting because this is a joint that everybody in the world sampled. I think from the 80s and 90s, you wasn't a rapper if you didn't sample this. You wasn't a rapper or producer if you didn't sample or rap over it or wanted to do it. And I like this twist that you took, man. This is a Bob James joint, Nautilus. And you flipped this, man, a million ways, man. So I'm going to just let the people hear it, man.
I've been in this business for 15 years.
This is one of your battle joints, too, right?
That's my name.
Yeah.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
gonna be a lot of cats trying to contact us to rhyme on some homie beats, boy.
Yeah, man. Speaking of contact, man, and I'm gonna say this for him. I'm not his manager, but I'm gonna say this on his behalf. Serious inquiries only. Not, yo, soon as I get put on, me and my mans get put on, we gonna look out. No. This man puts in a lot of work, so you pay this man what he deserves, man. But how can people get in contact with you if they wish to get some of these tracks?
Well, there's a couple of ways. You can email me at producedbystatic@gmail.com. If you get me there, you can also hit me on Twitter, DJStatic222. You know, I'm on there as well. And I'm trying to think what else. I mean, that's just pretty much that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're really serious, you know, just hit me on there. Hit me on Twitter. You'll definitely find me on Twitter. And
what's your Twitter again?
My Twitter is DJ Static, STATIC 222.
All right.
222.
And that'll be on the website. All his information and links to his joints is going to be on beefstewradio.com. So if you missed it, you don't have a pen, you didn't write it down, go to beefstewradio.com and you'll be able to get all that info.
Yeah, man. I mean, yo, it's crazy. I don't know if I could just email you something right now and just play it, but I probably won't have enough time. But this is one joint I did while I was in Helsinki, Finland, and you know, some smooth joint. And you know, not for nothing, it's crazy. It's really, really, really crazy.
Man. Let's shoot, man. Send it to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even be playing on top 20, man. I play my peoples, man. I throw all them joints in my BlackBerry, and that's what I vibe out to in the car, you know. So definitely send that over, man. It was a pleasure, man. You know.
No doubt.
I've been wanting to get you on the show since we started this station. I'm glad.
I've been wanting to thank you. For the, you know, the Showboat joint and a few other joints, man. Thank you. The Will Porter joint.
Yeah, the Will Porter joint, the Showboat and the Showboat series, you know, is basically DJ Static's music is pretty much every episode, all those beats you hear come from Static and P-Dash News. You know, when we was doing the P-Dash News with Raheem Drinkwater, He did the intro music. He did the Raheem Drinkwater song. He did that beat, and he's the one that put the Jay-Z and 50 Cent verses on that beat. Damn, dude! Like, when I really think about it, man, you laced a lot. And the documentary, the Showboat documentary, is pretty much scored by Static. You know?
Yeah, this is Beef Stew Radio. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. I just wanted to put it out there on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? So have my followers come and tune in as well, you know?
That's what's up, man.
Thank you.
And the intro to this show is by DJ Static, man. So, again, man, I want to thank you for coming through. Definitely send me them joints, man, and we'll definitely talk some more, man. I'm going to take us out with another crazy beat, man. And yo, till next time, my brother.
Oh, no doubt, man. Once again, it's an honor to be on the show, you know. And I do, you know, before we go, I just want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to everyone, every producer that's doing their thing out there as well. There's a lot of y'all, but, you know, Immaculate Conception, Rebel Arms All Day, Stronghold, yeah, I hope I'm not forgetting nobody, but, you know, all my fans and whatnot, you know, I definitely appreciate y'all and definitely, like, you know, go come to the website, you know, Radio Reverb Nation or SoundCloud, and, you know, feel free to hit me on Twitter as well, you know, DJ Static 222, and, you know, definitely want to give a shout out to Beast Through Radio for having me on their show as well.
Yeah, man.
No doubt, man. Thank you for being here, bro.
Nah, no doubt. Anytime, bro. Anytime, man.
All right, now. Yeah, man. See, I know you know, but now it's good that everybody, all of our listeners know now.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got to hear
from the dude that,
he put in work, man. And he stays on his grind, and it's crazy, too. Like, he's humble. The only time he's not humble is when he's in a battle. Dude, his face totally changes. He's like this humble dude chilling. And when it's battle mode, like, this dude turned into a beast, man. Look on his face, he get animated. When the beats change up, he start moving his body to it. Like, yo, it's something to see. Like, I don't know if he's still battling, man, but if he is, man, it's a sight to see, man, because it's very theatrical as well as pleasing to the ears and the eyes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, no doubt. But, big shout to DJ Static, keeping real hip hop alive, man.
Yeah, man. So let me play this joint. This one is like, I don't even know which one this is. So if it's not what I want, I'm gonna play the other one.
All right.
And let's see what we got here. Oh, that's another Nintendo joint right there. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's rock. I'm gonna get them all in. I'm sneaking them all in. All
right, dude, let us go.
I don't want to give out his whole catalog, but that's impossible. There's not enough hours. There's not enough hours in a year to display his catalog. This dude, you know, 5-6 tracks a night sometimes. I've witnessed. I've been on the phone with him while he's making joints. So, you know, yeah, DJ Static, man. I can't say enough about that brother, man. That's my dude, man.
That's something. No doubt. Very talented brother, man. Very talented. Once again, y'all listen to D, huh?
I'm going to turn it over to you, man. I took the keys out of ignition, man. I let you put your keys in, man. You continue to ride, brother. Thanks for letting me host tonight, man. Appreciate it.
No, you know, yo, and then see, that's something y'all didn't even know, y'all. If y'all noticed that, Kappa did this interview. He took it over. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
All right. So, yeah, once again, y'all listening to Beef Stew Radio, you know what I'm saying? We do this every day. Big shout-out, man. We had my man DJ Static let us hear some of the crazy, crazy, crazy joints. I know there's a lot of cats out there, Capper, you know, the unsigned cats that sent us the music, man. They dying to hear their stuff today. So, you know, for all you cats out there, man, I'm going to play a little bit of something, come back, talk to y'all a little bit. Give me a call if you want to holler at me. Like I said, like Kappa said, a lot of the information for Static is going to be on the website, so check that out. Go to www.beefstewradio.com. Also, check us out on... Huh?
It's already there.
Oh, it's already there. All the information, that's how fast it is. All the information is already there at www.beefstewradio.com. That's what's up. And you can also check us out on Facebook.com/BeefStewRadio, Twitter.com/BeefStewRadio, and also check us out on YouTube.com/BeefStewRadio2. That's how we doing it, y'all, real big. So let's get into some unsigned music or some up-and-coming music. You know, I might mix it up, Cap. I might mix a little signed with up and unsigned. I don't know. Let's see how I'm feeling. Static got me. I'm telling you, I'm ready to rhyme, yo. I'm ready to go back in a day. I got my pen. I wrote like 2 verses already, yo. Don't be shocked if I tell you that I want to do it, man. You're going to shoot a video and all that. I can make a comeback.
Yeah, man. With his beats, yeah.
I can make a comeback, son. Everybody else is doing it. Gang the funk, man. Solo. Nah. Because I don't think I can get Rich to come back and do it with me. He's a captain correction officer now, you know. Unless he want to, you know, maybe Rich might work. You know, he
Rick
might
Ross did it.
Rick Ross, you know. I got to call Rich up and see what he want to do, man. Because that seemed to be the trend. Correction officers make hit records. Let's go, y'all.
Q Beats Production. Yeah. You know what they say, out of darkness come light. Yeah. Through every struggle comes a champion. Real recognized real. We from the streets where it's hard, you heard? Already know Harlem. Only option is riding out. For sure. Therefore, what else would I do? Yo, Q. Stu. The whole hood was popping. Let's go. Come on. This is here, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. Come on, Duke, you lay the foundation. But times was hard, and I needed motivation. At the age of 10, he gave me a younger brother. Showed me there was more than just a block to discover. I knew the streets better than my own father. Like living in the fog just made my vision sharper. And life ain't easy, it only gets harder. I was given the willpower of a young King Arthur. Never bow down, that's what a wise man told me. Survival of the fittest, the grimy die lonely. I give thanks and praise to the Almighty. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here now. I know one day I'll meet him and finally greet him. I feel sorry for those that feel they don't need him. I don't judge anybody, only he can judge me. When it's time for me to go, I'ma go one deep. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. Pain, frustration, hard to find motivation. Time speeding by like pictures on your PlayStation. I'm a main station, more workforce. Enough determination, though the earth of course. Wanna die, but I gotta live, lot to give. Things were twisted ever since Eve received the red. Fight to survive, won't run or hide. No one but I will try, will succeed. Against the jealousy, cowardness, hatred, and greed. I stay myself, never play myself. Why would I ever betray myself? Fighting him in the mirror, cause sin in the mirror. And blacking out seem like the only thing logical. Hear it in my music, I preach it like the gospel. Ride if you wanna, get rolled over. Highs on the future, the grind never over. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. I'm tired of hearing life's a bitch. She's more of a grown woman, stop being a bitch, dog. It takes a strong man, gotta be convinced. Nothing's easy, if it was, everyone be rich. And what fun is that with no more haters on your back? IRS, beefing, tripping, don't know how to act. I say a prayer for my loved ones under fire. Coming up, never had a plan to retire. This drug game getting bigger, ain't no way around it. America, the beautiful, is just the way it sounded. And I don't care about the media or paparazzi. Love me, hate me, all they can do is watch me. Middle fingers to the judge, better knuckle up. Got a plan to make millions, better buckle up. Never ever hesitate, time to lock and load. Careful once to detonate, cause the block explode. This this here can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate take me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate take me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. Wake up in the morning feeling like a G. Got the number fours on my feet. And the Lakers just beat the Heat. Clippers beat the Knicks. Think it's about to be a good week. Yeah, I'm rich forever. Know I got them good seats. Now let's hit up Greystone. Get our fucking ace on. Know I'm in the VIP. Throwing back straight throne. Goons with me case we gotta get our fucking eight bone. Nigga play Superman. Better have that cape on. My niggas pop up out of nowhere. State Farm. But I'm cool and orator, play them Drake songs and bring it back to the west side, play them make some. Cause little mama know we only in here for one night. A week though, and watch out for them wolves, dressed up in them sheep clothes, she don't really club, but I bet that ass a freak though.
We only in here for one night.
A week though.
We only in here for one night.
A week, Chuck, I got you, nigga. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. You know your man, he a fraud, I got a head, and she want a bodyguard. I'll be her new addition, she pray for Louis Vuitton, but see her true religion. Now I'm looking for Taraji or somebody with a body like China. The one from King of Diamonds who designed her. I call her Barbie, big Ferraris on her birthday. And I'ma make sure every day is like the first day. She want another round, fucking to another round. I don't just beat the pussy, I run it to the ground. Every day another girl in another town. I don't just beat the pussy, I run it to the ground.
Only
a week, though.
Only one night.
A week, though.
One shot of goose, one shot of
trauma.
One shot of goose, one shot of trauma.
California, baby. Sunday night, Greystone, neck full of Greystone. Staring at the crowd, trying to see who I'ma take on. Gangsta, straight trunk, I be on that champagne. Bitches all around us trying to watch us do the damn thing. Shouts out to Joey Craig, chicks like O.E. Beck. Welcome to my house, hey, O.G., rolling back. Slower than for showing that, keep a few loaded gats. Bitch, niggas showing out, real niggas know the tax. California lifestyle, fucking with my nigga Chuck. Jack by the state shit, young Chris, nigga what? All we know is get to it, stack high. Lift it up, fucking with that gray stone. Everybody get him up. Yeah.
A week,
though. Get him up.
A week,
though.
One shot of goose, one shot of trauma.
We young.
One shot of goose, one shot of trauma. We gon' have a champagne shot.
Now get him up. Get him up. Get him up, get him up. Where them bottles at? Where them waitresses? Where them mindset? Mindset? Tell them bring us some more drunk. And if it's some out of town, rubbing the great stuff. Get stuff.
Flowing magic.
She likes me. She wanna hang girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what. You know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that is what she gon' be. She likes me. She wanna hang girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what, what? I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be.
Yeah, I said it all. I'm never dead, you call. Needed something new, not something I said before. You need cars, state trips to Ecuador. I'm way different, I'll do things they can't afford. Me, I'm all, I'm daydreaming of love. Whatever is to come, I wanna treat you like a drum. And beat, beat, beat it up. Laying in the tub, S55 or the X6 truck. You way too beautiful to hang out with a scrub. I can shoot you through L block, kick it with the thugs. Everywhere we good, cause this is what I dug. When you around, it feel like I ate bugs. And all I can think is flow, don't fuck it up. Picturing you inside, naked, mink for the rugs. Beamed out for you like you my favorite drug. I'ma show you what it is, so forget what it was. I could tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanna hang girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that's what she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanna hang
girl.
She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what.
I
know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's what she gon' be.
First time I saw
you, first call you. After that, spoil you. Hit up Macy's, Bloomies, or maybe Saks Fifth. I've dated Spanish, Asian, and even black chicks. I'm in here with magic, ears got carrots. Anything you want from now on, you may have it. I know that you for self, mini bar shelf. No roommate, driving frames, match the belt. She going out, so she hell hot. Leave the key in the mailbox. Learn that when I sell rocks. My hype, my type, she just right. There's not many girls that I tell about my life. Armani suit, I'm hicked out for the night. I can pull a boss girl, cause I'm a boss guy. Even though at times I know I'ma make a cry. Next day, yeah, I can put you in the sky. I can
tell, she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants
and that girl.
She'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
Palm Springs, large things, very pink. It just clicked, wide hips, you should be my wings. Ride with me and stick by for everything. Her skin brilliant, young man, diligent. And she don't care about who I dated or who I did it with. That's why I had to bag her with my Harlem swagger. Pulled her past McNabster, she was captured. I don't even know what was then, only after. Are you gonna roll with a winner? No beef sticks, money's getting spent for the dinner. It's no secret, I can keep you warm in the winter with no heating. We can get it on in the bed with no needing it. Pardon my mouth, baby girl, but it's the freakness. It ain't no myth, I ride in a 645 juice drip, and my rims got fat lips. If my girl find out, I'ma be in deep shit.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl.
Girl, she'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl.
Girl,
she'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl.
Girl,
she'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl.
Girl,
she'll never leave me lonely.
No matter what,
boy, I know she riding for me.
And if you're trying to find her,
I'm excited, but she gon' be.
Move it out. Move it out.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Y'all need the entire world to hear me right now. The entire world, baby. Slow. I just came here tonight to celebrate the life of Trayvon Martin. Put your head in on
me. I done came up.
Got mine.
Been through heartbreak. Now it's my time. If God willing to get me off this fly, the Lord's grilling because I'm in that drive. I hustle. Damn right, I represent the struggle. I hustle. Damn right, I represent the struggle. God gave us the ability to love. They took it from us and gave us hostility and drugs. F if you not feeling me, my father got murdered 50 years ago, nigga, and I still need a hug. It's like I lost the best friend that I had. So in return, he returned me this pen and this pad. This passion, this pain, this willingness to try. This fiery ambition, so willing to ride. For this feeling I feel in my heart. If you ain't riding with me, I'm willing to walk. Like I'm wrestling for this one shot. Feeling like Trayvon on the lawn before the gunshot. I ain't getting my up to no good on. They just wanna kill me cause I put my hood on. But fuck whatever they on. I forever put
remember,
my hood
y'all,
on.
We can't forget about Trayvon Martin, y'all. Don't let them fool us. We cannot forget about Trayvon Martin, yo. Even though Mr. Zimmerman got arrested, we got to keep our eyes open. We got to vote. You know what I'm saying? We got to vote. We got to make sure we don't got no Republicans in there, man. We got to do this, y'all. Every time I play this record, I want y'all to remember. Every time y'all think about Trayvon, y'all think about how we got to vote, man. Deep Stu Radio, Big Stu, let's do this.
It's digital. It got them asking if my Versace original. I pick and pose for the paparazzi, I pivot fool. My rings and watches make Liberace look pitiful. Staring out my 20-foot windows with steel curtains. Reminiscing on when my mama was still working. The block that I'm from, the way that I live. And how it probably never changed, that's the way that it is. So I'm giving out love in exchange for the war.
And I'm lifting up my hood like I'm changing the oil. Just trying to add to your drive. Turn your fuse in the fuel, they be mad you arrive. I can't give you sunshine in the midst of the rain. All I can offer is a smile in the midst of your pain. Like fuck whatever day on, I forever put my hood on.
Straight
I done came up, got mine, been through heartbreak, now it's my time. Is God willing to get me off this block? The Lord's grilling because I'm in that drive.
With my hoodie on.
Damn right, I represent the struggle.
With my hoodie on.
I ride.
With my hoodie on.
I hustle.
With my hoodie on.
Damn right, I represent the struggle.
With my hoodie on.
Your back.
Word.
Your back.
Word.
Your back.
Word.
Your back. nerve to ask me why my motherfucking mood changed? Homeschool, that's my game. Couple young niggas fresh about the program. Ripping through the streets like shirts on whole cocaine. Bang, bang, you know the slow game. They got them open. Money in my pocket, fresh about the projects. Pushing in the V like it's a motherfucking marsh pit. Nigga, fuck your project. Your chick up on my cock, bitch. I beat it up logic. I swear that I got this. I dare you little niggas try to motherfucking stop this. I dare you little niggas try to motherfucking stop Chris. Watch this. Hopped in the cockpit, my nigga got that rocket. Talking shit, get your whole block hit.
Break, your back, break, your back, I'm tryna break.
Y'all know what y'all listening to. Your B Stu Radio. It's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. Had a great interview with DJ Static. How y'all feel about Kappa doing his thing, man? You know the Kappa doing his thing, leading that interview. Y'all so used to hearing me leading, Kappa sitting in the background. We switched it up today, but that was real fat. Congratulations to the Kappa. He the man. You can win, baby. But check this out, man. I got some serious news for y'all, man. Some crazy, man. There's some crazy stuff that recently just happened, man. This happened out in what they call it, Newton County. You know, it's some crazy, some two wannabe neighborhood watch joints. This is crazy. And they both got arrested. The one name is Robert Canoes and Brandon Canoes. These are two brothers that want to act like they neighborhood watch. You know, this comes VA Bossa. You know, that's my people. I love them over there at Bossa. They give me that good information. Anyway, a Newton County man and his son, who authorities said held a gun on two new owners of a neighborhood home, were arrested Monday night and charged with assault, false imprisonment, and criminal trespass. Porterdale resident Robert Canoes said he has no second thoughts about interrupting what he thought was a robbery in progress Thursday night at his neighbor's house, though he is now facing criminal charges just days after deputies loaded his arm response. Cano said he and his teenage son Brandon heard noises from the once foreclosed home next door, vacant for 7 months. They grabbed their AR-15 and snuck up behind a man and woman, finding the front door locked. Gene Joseph Kalaji and his 57-year-old wife Angelica, following their real estate agent's advice, and had driven to Porterdale to change the locks on their home. Their son Bruno Cagnotti had just purchased, and it's crazy. Their son had just purchased a home for them, and the dude ran up on them, clutching those automatic rifles, and said, "Shut up, or I'll shoot." Colonel's allegedly told the couple that they tried to explain that their son now owned a modest home of 11 acres, and Cannoli actually sees the closing paperwork, which they didn't have. I mean, who was he that needed to? And for roughly 10 minutes, he moved to the, you know, they son had moved to Zaire in the late 90s, and just great, you know, his parents is an interracial couple, so he moved to Zaire, just great, whatever. And, he says, "I didn't know who they were, Gene." That's what his father said. He told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Monday, "We thought they were trying to rob us." Their fears was lifted when the deputies from New County Sheriff contacted by the Canoes arrived, but the relief was short-lived. The deputies demanded proof of the home was there, handcuffed to help, you know, the Canoes. "I told them, call my son. He'll tell you," said Gene Canoes, to teach at Isaiah, who found work as an electrician and moving to America. "I begged them to call, but they wouldn't do it." You know, so the couple was booked and charged with loiter and prowler. Meanwhile, he was praised by the responding officers, you know, the cannolis. The police told me I did a good job. 45, who was never questioned that, you know, cannolis, 45 years old, who was never questioned that night. Now, 4 days later, Kavoy, he found himself facing charges, you know, that night now. And the lawyer said he took the case as a favor to Bruno Cannoli, who had just took his kid's soccer charges against the elder Cannoli, was dropped while the sheriff's department internal investigation. Basically, man, two senior citizens was held at gunpoint because this guy thought, you know, they was breaking into their own son's house. So these fake, but this, in this case, this fake Robert Zimmerman, or George Zimmerman, ended up getting what he deserved. So, and this happened in Atlanta, though. This is not Florida. And the thing is, if they're an interracial couple, and if you see the picture of them, you would know that these two people are not robbing nobody's house or breaking into nobody's house. It's an insult. These people are senior citizens, man. Senior citizens. Well-dressed, you know, well-mannered. They're just an interracial couple, a white lady with a black man. Maybe that's what it really was, you know. That's what it really was at the end of the day. Anyway, they just brought my chicken in. Let's get back into some more music.
Adrenaline rush, cuz you have been identified as a hustler. Topic of discussion, but beat it like a percussion. Attempt to do stop and tell him it's just love. Damn, dig it a dog. Let them bums stay mad, cause we're living it up. Shell stocks the zone, and I'm popping like I'm popping like I'm popping some gold.
Master the merry-go-round. Right Wayne music.
Young Will, AKA Mr. Funk with me.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I tip her, you put it on my tip. Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I tip her,
red,
you put it on my tip. That ass fake like a bone full of steak. What it takes to get you home for the date, huh? Half naked, she got everything short. She getting loose, so I can see you pulling. Dollar bills in the blood of that purse.
For real.
I know it's up for you to come out that shirt. Swag jumping out the plane, I'm fly. Your bitch faded on the main, no lie. Like flash every time I make a move. This ain't a movie, but I need to take two. Shot, so patrol, I'm in his own money long. I just wanna see you come out there, dome. Rubber like a quake in the wet,
in the wet.
Your mother hoes got sick, but you the best.
Running,
well spit, so I took her. Before I knew it, you pulling on my tipper. Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I took her, you pulling on my tipper. Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper,
like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper,
like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I tip her,
you put it,
yeah,
on my tip.
The club been packed full of hoes.
Yes, sir.
Strike a pose, show her mouth full of goals. Shout it true, cause she full of that drink.
That drink.
I guess she heard. I got money in
the bank. In the bank.
Want that pole like she know what she doing. Fish neck, I can sit straight through. Barking like a dog, cause she know it. Make you fall like the leaves do it all. Stay dating in my deep boy stand. She got me heated, we gon' need more fans. It's with the fuck with me if you wanna.
If you wanna.
I got some goons there to put you in the cone.
Put you in the cone.
Hey, the don't like my shine.
My shine.
Fuck them all, nigga, bite my eye.
My eye.
Bottom of the map, man.
You see?
Need to put another star, believe it. Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I tip her, you put it on my tip. Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper.
Like a stripper.
Watch her bounce it up and down like a stripper. As I tip her, you put it on my zipper.
No need to question me now that it's real.
Now Jennifer, I can understand, but how can they say he was too good? Well, he's a basketball player. He was doing his thing. And I don't know, man. I don't know if we could say Jennifer. That's the honest truth. I mean, they might say he's too sexy for him, but he's a ball player. A lot of ball players are, you know, not the best-looking guys. Some of our guys are, but some guys aren't. And, you know, and that's what a girl wants. She wants a baller. I'm pretty sure when she picked this big knot lump on his head, she knew what was going on. I mean, the dude got a big-ass lump. It's not like you couldn't see it. I mean, I just believe what I believe, you know. I believe what I believe. I believe that, you know, you was with him when he had a knot, for the roll with him when he had a knot. Nah. He had a knot when you met him, right? Well, you know, let's try to continue on, man. But, you know, I'm just looking at his knot, man. It just looks crazy, man. It just looks like you always got to worry if he's going to bust or something. You know, so that's my thing, what I'm saying. But Jesse James was the last guy with Sandra Bullock. So, you know, we're going to keep going to the next guy. And the next guy is, well, we already said the next guy was Antoine, actually, with Fantasia. But I don't know, you know, I don't know what to say about that one. But, you know, it left her crying, you know, left her crying and pregnant. But Fantasia's the victim with Antoine. I guess because she got more money, he was broke. Now the Dream. We know he gets, you know, the dime, groupies, but the R&B Santa Claus, that's what they call him. They call him the R&B Santa Claus. Had a good thing before screwing it up. Lord knows his wife was way out of his league. The Dream. And you know who that is, fellas and ladies. Christina Mia Milian. Yep, they said she was too much for the Dream. He was lucky to even be with her. And that's what's up. You know, the Dream looked kind of funny. I don't know. I thought he was a little, but, you know. Chris Humphries. We don't know if he cheated, but he stayed pretty cozy with some skanks during his short marriage. He should have focused on Fat Ass Home, they were saying. That Fat Ass at Home. And you know who that is. Y'all know who that is. You know, Chris Humphries, everybody know who that is. You know? Miss Kimmy Cakes. Y'all know who that is. Kim Kardashian. Should have stood home, buddy. She's kind of a victim because, you know, she did her thing. She, you know, I don't know. They say she might not be a victim. But, y'all understand, because these guys got money, man. So, you know, when you have money, it makes you a legit bachelor. Doesn't it? Especially if you're single and rich. It makes you an eligible bachelor. But I guess they feel a little different with the situation. So we're gonna leave it at that. Maybe I should get some celebrities who got some nose changes. That'd be crazy, right? So you know, she got a nose change. But we in the building. You listen to Beef Stew Radio. This is your man DJ Big Stew. Just gave you a few guys who are with women and they cheated on, and they didn't even deserve to be with the woman in the first place. So the brothers may feel that, you know, boss up is hating. They may be like, yo, I'm hating on me because I'm doing what I do. How you going to hate on me? You know? And that's the truth. How you going to hate on the brother? How you going to hate on the brother? You know? But we in the building. It's Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stew. I like to party all the time. I want to give a definitely big shout out to DJ Static, who was in the building, man. He produced so many people, man. It's just crazy. When he started going through his list of people who he produced, I bugged out. I really got to tell you. I was like, wow, because I heard some of them joints. And not to mention, he did a couple of fly joints for us. You know what I'm saying? the Showboat. Make sure y'all go check out the Showboat documentary. It's on YouTube. Here and there you will see, you know, me play it on different, I put it up on Facebook. I will put it up on my page. So make sure that, you know, you come through. Wow, the Kappa was in the building, man. I was doing something different. I was walking around, and I see he was in the building. But anyway, we're going to get back into some more music. We're going to do what we do.
Still my niggas don't sleep, but that money looking sweet. It's a motion picture.
My style is sitting on it. these cheeks. I'm sexy posing for these pics. A straight hood stallion around this bitch. And yeah, they like my hips, my thighs, my lips, my eyes. Gangsta gazing, just for thinking, mesmerized. Nouveau got me buzzing. Fellas flocking by the dozen. Simple chickens huffing, puffing. But to me, that shit is nothing. Bitch, I'm stunning. Louis V, Fendi, Christian V. Coco C, so icy. She's juicy, I'm Gucci. When I walk the floor, my hand, they tug the west way. Major Levi's bug. Cancel names, I don't endorse. Only one bitch do it like I do. Picture perfect, undenied. I'm about to play a certified. Music's liquid, bona fide. Born, bred, and raised up in Triple D. No matter the cost, you gotta keep the G. You ain't on your grind, the rearrange your feet. Cause up next to mine, your shit is incomplete. You say you want the best when I'm what you see. On the side of me, a whole can't compete. Big rap chick, should accept defeat. I'm up to this game, to fucking dip the cheese.
I'm looking for some pictures, feeling filthy off the liquor.
Giuseppe Hill, always repping where I live. CEO status, always closing boss deals. You ain't never met a bitch like me in the VIP, all bottles on me. Bitches mad, they nigga looking. Say they had that nigga tooking. All this ass is how I hook from Moxie. My mind is stuck, I'm stacking green. Me and my bitches on the scene, doing shit labeled obscene.
Okay.
This rap shit, I'm running like the captain of the team. Just so happens I'm a queen with a swag so mean. Nasty. In the bed, but in these streets. I'm classy. Niggas like I'm like me. White cup Camaro seats, looking like lean. In the lot, sitting on sixes, steady sipping on extreme. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. Doing shit you wouldn't figure. Pull that bitch and a nigga, cause I
took a couple pictures feeling tipsy off the liquor. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. And they like them my weight, my shape, my size, my height, my lips, my hips, and my thighs. So took a couple pictures feeling tipsy off the liquor. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. And they like them my weight, my shape, my size, my height, my lips, my hips, and my thighs.
Flocking, flocking by the dozen. Chicken, chicken, huffing, puffing. But to me, that shit is nothing. Bitch, I'm stunning. Louis V, Fendi, Christian D, Coco C, so icy. She's juicy, I'm Gucci. White cup Camaro, looking like lean. In the lot, sitting on sixes, sipping on extreme. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. Doing shit you wouldn't figure. Pull that bitch and a nigga, cause I.
Yeah, you know how we do it. Beast Dude Radio. We kick it all day, we kick it all night. We make it hot, make it hot. Where we at? Once again, this is the Underground Showcase. But you know, today is Young Music Legends. We have different, you know, we have different segments. Well, it depends on who we bring into the joint. You know what I mean? That's how it go. But once again, it was your man DJ Big Stick, Big Stick, Big Stick, Big Stu. Let's do it.
She said, what's poppin'? Now what's poppin'? We poppin'? Now what's poppin'? We poppin', 7 style straight 100 niggas, little Beano. Poppin' in this bitch, ballin' like the damn casino. Kid, ha ha ha, okay. What's that? Say, I'm out.
I'm tryna see what's poppin', since you already know, bro. Black tea with Levi's, nigga, no polo. I came with my photo, baby, I ain't rollin' solo. Girl, what it is? I already know, oh. Say your boy was poppin'. Don't tell me what's poppin'. Say your boy was poppin'. What's poppin'? Poppin'. I came with my
Big shout out to my man B. Brandon, my little man Lil Bino.
Tell me what's poppin'. Okay, catch me in the D, bro. Yeah, that triple D, ho. Yeah, you know it's me, bro. Like, who that is, Bino? Bitch, what you talking about? Yeah, I make them walk it off. Oh, you talking about some money that nigga talking now. I told myself when I make it, hold down the whole town. Yeah, you know I'm from the south. Four goals in my mouth. And if you say we deep in, I take it to your mama house. I take it to your mama house. I don't need a microwave, the way I bring the heat. They should call your boy LeBron James. Stop it, stop it. Yeah, I'll never stop it. Yeah, I already know what it is. I'm poppin', I'm trying to see what's poppin'. But you already know, no. Black, you a Levi's, nigga, no polo. I came with my photo, baby, I ain't rollin' solo. Girl, what it is? I already know, oh. Tell your boy what's poppin'. Don't tell me what's poppin'. Tell your boy what's poppin'. What's poppin'? Poppin'. I came with my folks, so baby, I ain't rollin' solo. Tell me what's poppin'. Tell me what's poppin'. White or black teeth, pop up ones, I'm straight. The bitch keep my sweat, she see my pants, scratch my days. You can know the club poppin'. I still got on my shade, that bitch bad enough to see. She poppin' like some hype grease. I step off in the spot, yeah, you know he had trouble. Popping in his bitch like a bunch of bags of bubbles. And I feel like T.I.P. Nigga, big things popping, no slipping over here. And no, say it's not an option. Before I be a homie, sell them drugs like a hockey. Deliver it on Christmas, I even stuff a stocking. You better cuff your chicks, otherwise stop blocking. Cause I'm trying to turn my head, but my eyes keep watching. I'm trying to see what's poppin', so you already know, ho. Black, you a Levi's, nigga, no polo. I came with my photo, baby, I ain't rollin' solo. Girl, what it is, you already know, ho. Say your boy was poppin', don't tell me what's poppin'. Say your boy was poppin', what's poppin', poppin'. I came with my photo, baby, I ain't rollin' solo. Tell me what's poppin', tell me what's poppin'.
Little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Trying to warn these niggas, come on. Think they ready for war? Think they ready to brawl? If you with it, come on. Little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Little drummer, little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for?
You been talking good sense? Keep it to yourself and bullshit from around me. Shit bad for my health, see you bad to my wealth. See I'm a heat wave, you a ice cube. You too bad, you gon' melt. You flash in the stealth, we'll leave you freeze frame. Food chain, you a food stain, flash in my hope. You gas like a belch and a rash to yourself. See the action to make you a fraction. Well, I'm far from a feather, beyond any calm. You crossed in my path, will give your outcome harm. Your little drummer boy can tell you to attack or I'm coming. You still won't be prepared for the storm. I dare him to drawn. Cause by the time you think you got a masterpiece, my team start to feast, then be gone. It's simple, I'm a pack of fish, piranhas in the pond. You a guppy in the breath, or a sigh, you be gone.
Little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Trying to warn these niggas, come on. Think they ready for war? Think they ready to brawl? If you with it, come on. Little drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Trying to warn these niggas, come on. Think they ready for war? Think they ready to brawl?
You
ass in the dress to confirm you to take the sit and pee, right? So why is you acting double D type breast? Big in the look, but soft when the nigga compress. And when your little drummer boy drum, I suggest you tell him that you white flag waving every step. But to a good cook, so when they let go, it'll serve something hot like it's straight from the chef. You mash in the flesh, meat bone, double breast soup, double OG. Lady Fond want a sex view. Hollows do approach you from tools that are vocal. It's semi-auto crazy. Like it's kind of postal. You gon' let that little drummer boy coach you. I have you looking like a bow that day, coastal. So when your little drummer boy do approach you, you go and put a stop to his beat, no pro tools.
Lil drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Tryna warn these niggas, come on. Think they ready for war? Think they ready to brawl? If you with it, come on.
Come on.
Lil drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Lil drummer boy, what it is you drumming for? Lil drummer boy, what it is you drumming for?
Gotti Bowl in the building.
Gotti.
King Crack
in the building. Yeah.
Mean light skin thing. You know I had the booker. Took all the goodies. Yeah, late night just up. She brought the girls. Had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back. A outfit. I blew a stack on it. Mean light skin thing. Had the booker. Took all the goodies. Yeah, late night just up. She brought the girls, had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back, I outfit, I put a stack on it. Shorty so mean, see her swag matching sex. When she walked in, the thoughts is that ass in that dress. When I hit it from the back, I got her moaning like a porn star. I beat it like she owe me money and I'm the lone star. Bag from Neiman shoes is Gucci. Scarves is Burberry and the shades is Louis. I'ma get money, nigga, that's why she choose me. She make my toes curl, she give me sloppy. Ooh, shorty cookies right, make sure to put tight, mean ass red bone, I'ma give it to her right. Take her on a date, pick up a little dinner, live comfy. So we play the crib in the winter, friends asked about cracks. Yeah, I told him he well, they asked me how the nigga living, so I gave him D12s. I'm loving shorty, she living faster than the V12. Got a scream on her neck and her back, think she easy. Light skin thing, you know I had to book her. Took all the goodies, yeah, late night, your stuff. She brought the girls, had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back, a outfit, I blew a stack on it. Mean light skin thing, had the booker. Took all the goodies, yeah, late night, your stuff. She brought the girls, had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back, a outfit, I blew a stack on it.
Looking mean in them jeans, like she's sexy in them heels. So you know I had the booker, couldn't leave her in the field. Pop the pain with her,
put her,
let her feel the buzz. Start bumping that fire, feel like we in the club. It be money in them needles, jeans stay bricked up. Like Ginseng come through, her wrist lit up. Good fella, no go pecking on the scene. When them legs fly open, might check me in between.
Money ain't nothing when it's coming inconsistent. I feel it all on baby girl and shorty be my witness.
Woo.
Her face right hair, longer body like a gymnast. Work it out and she don't need no Planet Fitness. We both so different but got so much in common. Bonding, smoking la-la to keep us calm. When something is a bother or one of us upset, I'm gripping on her ass while I'm kissing on her neck.
Mean light skin thing, you know I had to book her. Took all the goodies, yeah, late night, good stuff. She brought the girls, had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back, a outfit, I blew a stack on it. Mean light skin thing, had to book her. Took all the goodies, yeah, late night, good stuff. She brought the girls, had to put cracks on it. Pelly on my back, a outfit, I blew a stack on it.
Got quiet on y'all for y'all for a while. I just was like, what happened? What's dude did? But I did this. I mean, that's how I do it. I'ma strange dude. I'm a real strange. I'm a real strange dude.
But I gotta keep it drunk and living life as I would have been making changes from their suffering. I don't want these problems, but I gotta keep it drunk and living life as I would have been breaking these changes from their suffering.
I'm left the streets for the loan, just been pissed off, shitted on and homeless, still deeper than bones is. I ain't tripping, no furniture in the house, plenty pops in the kitchen. Feds watching, trying to lock my position. In addition, lock me in prison, you got to be kidding. The ass rides, how we is living? Shit. Head to the sky, hat low, blunt lit, ready to survive. Hell, bro, yes, the Chevy, yep, I'm ready to ride, ready to die. My pain weight, heavy inside, smoke barely get high. Not drunk, it is really at night. I give a fuck if you ready or not.
It's just a day to make a way and break them chains or make the same mistakes that you used to make. I praise the Lord today for leading the way of faith and showing me His grace. But still in awe, ain't a part of it perfect. When we live a life to die in the heart of a serpent, and then you deciding what part of it's worth it. The vice and the path and the art of your searching. Now what is destiny without a bitter test for me? The revelation is speaking like they are next to me. Can only hope that you catch it like a netted seed, and it's enough to feed your whole entire family. But if not, you can grind. Put your life on the line. Take the bitter with sweet. And in the back of your mind, you know that that could be mine. And in the passing of time, I will have gradually signed until the people go blind.
P1000. Right here. In the booth. Some X-Town shit for you. You don't want it?
I move in like a light breeze, I move at light speed. Y'all little niggas trying to be like me, but I'm one of a kind, so this shit's unlikely. Hit you with the whole thing, doing a heisty. Whoa, yeah, Roger's back, you already know. Niggas get shot down, homeboy, not pop that. I'm tired of these bitch niggas on everything. 4-5, hit your ass, go get a ditch, nigga. And I'm the real Don, I swear to God. The 50 leave more air in your head than the real blood. Bet y'all niggas say, but real good with real home. Y'all weak niggas get stole on with the steel on. I'm built still strong, move like pilgrims. So if I'm hungry, I'ma eat till the meal gone. Y'all better learn the name. My flow and fire burn the same. Flow flame, throw a flame. Holla.
You don't want it with me, you coming to my city. Sliding down third, doing about 50. P1000, he be styling, he be wildin', he be clownin'. You don't want it with me, you coming to my city. Sliding down third, doing about 50. P1000, he be styling, he be wildin', he be clownin'.
We can be for get bread, but don't get smacked over some shit your bitch said. Or we can handle this shit just like grown men. Better stick to the program. Lay the fuck out on your own land. And I don't believe in peace. So if you get into it with me, you already know there's no squashing the beat. And if I catch you on the street, I'ma scorch you. You know my gun blow like the horn part of the orchestra. I'm warning you. And I done told y'all niggas that that ain't work. So I came back around, then I showed y'all niggas that y'all niggas don't respect shit, but when it text it, you gon' need a whole nother head where your neck is. Bring you rapping, I'll tear him out his flesh quick. Open him up real fast just for talking reckless. And after that, you can bring out the next bitch and watch me eat your man's up just like breakfast.
You don't want it with me, you're coming to my city. Sliding down third, doing about 50. P1000, he be styling, he be wildin', he be clownin'. You don't want it with me, you're coming to my city. Sliding down third, doing about 50. T1000, he be styling, he be wildin', he be clown.
Quiet money,
yeah.
Exclusive right here.
pounds in the kitchen. Hell no, it ain't late. Hell no, it ain't late. Hell no, it ain't late. Here, here, have a taste. Here, here, have a taste. Pop my pounds in the kitchen. 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 Hell no, it ain't late. Hell no, it ain't late. Here, here, have a taste.
Kitchen. Niggas out here bitching, fucking with the trap. I leave a nigga missing. Put it on my mama, I ain't never been a bitch. If you want it, dog, I leave a nigga sick. Until them high lows, get the ripping in his shit. I got them blindfolded, banging at his shit. Posted in the ass, trying to get rich. Fucking with my guys, yeah, we got it like this.
Hennessy, rolling Swiss of sweets in the green, look like it's Christmas Eve. While I'm below the mistletoe, your girlfriend blow a kiss at me. Here, have a taste, that's why haters keep on dissing me. Now you know it, so go tell it. Be so strong, I make you smell it. Haters like some insects, so I'm popping out that bug repellent. Look at you, I know you jealous, and be worn like Perry Ellis. Sets are sounding like some crack, enough hard work to bury Elvis. Now I see you get the picture. If you would've read the script, you would know that I am sorry, major in this movie flick. T-1000 trapping Crystal Fry be on exclusive shit. Ludicrous, we do like this, compounds in the kitchen, bitch.
Hell no, it ain't late. Hell no, it ain't late. Here, here, have a taste. Here, here, have a taste. Pop my pounds in the kitchen. Pop my pounds in the kitchen. Pop my pounds in the kitchen. Pop my pounds in the kitchen.
Go ahead, wipe me off. Hustle every day, homeboy, no days off. Ball every night, try to make the playoff. Haters man, my door, suicide like Adolf. I whip it up real good, or you could get the ace off. And joke off, get it now, I'm about to pull off. Birds in my truck, can't feel my face raw. Catch you on my block, pump and take you off the radar. I should be a fat cat, how I'm all about the cake, dog. I took the game a long, long way from the ape yard. Got pounds in the kitchen, choppers and AR. Barrage for the mayor, supplying all the players.
When I'm blowing
chronic martini with the eyelids. Shorty over there keep batting up her eyelids. I guess she don't know I'm the one that get the job dead, or the one that ride with it loaded in the cartridge. Buy her and all her friends something to start with. Come over by me, I said with the calmness. My crowd do the sipping, bottled up the calmness. Slick as gel in the YSL, only time to tell. My place is checking the hotel. As I predicted, we both got twisted. CCS poop, the steering wheels the sick shit. Still want him to stop, but will he ever?
Nah,
cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the bling that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know. Another round, more bottles, a level lounge. Fashion flavors, send a chicken to the ground. I know how to move, I get it from my culture. Your girl next to me on point, like a sculpture. For the poachers, keep wearing fur. And I die for anything I believe or deserve. You ain't hurt? Yeah, the kid got a swerve. Rolled up on a curb in the old 10 spur. It's always my way of being. Get the dope Korean. More money, more shine for apparent reasons. No threats for as long as I'm here. Get the million. Make it spread like smear. Still want him to stop, but will he ever?
Nah,
cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the bling that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know. So with Dilly Hente, flow excelente, a mixed BG, got it written on my friend day. It's just like what a Harlem dude do, get it done and don't care what they say about you. Wrist so chubby, all the ladies wanna love me. Getting this money makes the watches wanna mug me. Mad drive, I got the 3-5 snuggy. Sell it in puppies with my Peruvian bunny. Houston or Stella, get some that shove me, get the whole world funny. That'd be great. Beat is in my chest, nothing with an 8. 12, 16, 32, 48. Still want him to stop, but will he ever?
Nah,
cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the bling that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know I got this.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy DJ Fashion Flow. Hopefully I develop a brick off this mixtape.
Fashion
2012 right here, this is what we do. See you niggas in the streets, we the suppliers, y'all buy it.
Destiny, light child, just smile, got me going for now. Take a sip from my cup, this is love or lust. All you need is a trust, this is more than a crush. Crushed ice in my drink, look nice in your mink. Light eyes, I think you should slide with a G. Round thighs, I'm high, come and fly with me. Like Mike or Spike, mommy, do the right thing. Entice, I bite like a sex machine. I could go all night, I love to hear you scream. Let's roll, it's time, I'm the man of your dream. Long pole, lay pipe, am I making you scream? So strong, so right, this is where you should be. Last song, let's ride if you slide with me. Sexy ass shake, skate away for the rest of the day. Let's play and stay, hot tub, Hennessy, Asian rubs, while you lick on me. Let's play big love, repeat the CD while we making love. Rather passionately, fist full of hair, mommy gripping the sheets, kiss right there while we groove to the beat.
If I take you home, we love and we love.
I'm
Welcome to the dungeon. Ha!
Yeah, be riding that Moxie joint. Well, yo, I'm out of here now, y'all. DJ Big Stu in the building. Want to welcome y'all to the world of DJ Big Stu on Beef Stu Radio. We did it up real big. We had DJ Static in the building, me and the Kappa. He did his thing, you know what I'm saying? Always, as always, make sure y'all tune in next week. I'm going to have Jay Miss on here. She's going to be coming here kicking it about her mixtape that's out. And everything going to be real big, you know what I mean? We're going to be doing it real, real, real big. So make sure y'all tune into that. Also, the week after that, man, we're going to have Marty McNasty, MC out of ATL, I think that's what it said. I'm not sure. I'll give y'all more information. But he's going to be on here in the near future. That's coming up soon, man. You know how we do it on hip-hop, you know, hip-hop, the people's choice, Beef Stew Radio for hip-hop. You know, that's what we do, man. We bring you straight-up good hip-hop, man, from underground, up-and-coming, well-known. You know, we cover all facts and all bases of hip-hop. Shout-out to all the shows. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow night, ladies' night. Kay Nicole, you know she's going to be in the building doing her thing. She always got a hot topic. One of the biggest shows on Beef Stew Radio, Kay Nicole. Cold Ladies Night, that is what it is. Make sure you tune into another one of the biggest shows on Beast 2 Radio, Saturday nights. You know, you got the girl Mimi with Hot Talk. Yeah, we blowing up real big. Introducing this Sunday, make sure y'all tune in. Debut of DJ Music Mike, man. Music Mike going to be in the building. That's what's going to be real, real, real big, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on Beef Stew Radio. We got a new DJ coming in the building. He's going to be rocking Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Sunday nights. You know what I'm saying? Sunday nights ain't going to be the same, man. Make sure y'all tune into that. We definitely in the building, man. I am DJ Big Stu in the building signing off. Just want to tell everybody thank you. But before I go, before I leave, you know what I'm saying? Before I leave, I like the way that sound, you know? It kind of suit me up a little bit. It's like I'm the man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a dude, you know what? You know what? I don't care. No, before I leave, I got to play something for y'all, man.
In today's world of economic hardship, you need a safe place to hold your hard-earned money. At the Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn, we've taken the proper measures to keep your money safe. Security vaults alone just isn't enough anymore. When you deposit your money, we store it in the last place the federal government will look. At DMBB, our safe and secure double-line mattresses are 100% safe. And doesn't need security because who's going to look for your money there?
I kept my money in the bank. Because I had less than $500, they would take money from me each month. I was getting robbed. Now that I use the Dirty Mac Mattress of Brooklyn, my $500 stays $500, and that's how I want it.
After I finish hustling all day, I put my money in Dirty Mac Mattress Bank.
Yeah, because, you know, for years we put our money in the other bank when we first got here. But they don't tell us the right thing, they do this, they do that. So that's when we went to Dirty Mac Mattress of Brooklyn. Everything is okay now, right?
Yeah, but see, look, let me tell you, this was my first bank. Right, but you know, I lose things sometimes. I can't find it. Then I put it in the bank, and then the bank loses my money. So I might as well keep it there, but Dirty Mac?
Yeah.
Dirty Mac is excellent.
And the bed bugs, they're not biting. You put the money, the bed bugs not biting.
The bed bugs
are biting. You took your dollar? I thought you were going to take your dollar.
They took my
dollar. That was a rush.
Go get that.
The Roche. There are Dirty Mac Mattress Bank of Brooklyn branches located in East New York, Brownsville, Park Slope, and Marcy Project. We'll take good care of all of your fucking money.
Beef Stew Radio.